I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. An Amber Alert remains in place for 3-year-old Osio Ernesto Rico, and a federal arrest warrant was issued on Friday for his father, 32-year-old Jorge Ernesto Rico Rivera of Roswell, who is accused of strangling to death 27-year-old Iselia Mauricio Sanchez of Roswell, the boy's mother, and then fleeing with the boy possibly to Mexico, where Rivera has family and he's also a Mexican national. According to investigators, they received a cell phone ping from Mexico. Anyone with information on this case should call Roswell Police or the FBI. Eddy County Crime Stoppers are offering a $4,000 reward for anyone having information on a possible suspect in the September 2019 homicide of 26-year-old Carly L. Overturf of Carlsbad. She was found dead of a gunshot wound in a remote area of Dark Canyon Road on September 7th of last year. Anyone with information on this case should call Eddy County Crime Stoppers or the Eddy County Sheriff's Office. The Republican Party of Lincoln County will hold New Mexico's first Republican primary forum for the U.S. Congressional 2 District office, currently held by Democrat Social Torres Small. The forum is today at Cree Meadows Country Club at 6 p.m. in Rio Doce. Candidates Yvette Harrell and Claire Chase will be attending. The third candidate, Chris Mathis, had a prior engagement and will not be there tonight. Harrell, a four-term state legislator from Alamogordo, hopes to address a wide range of issues that constituents are concerned about.
Workforce, you know, economic development, limited government, you know, how we can improve the livelihoods of our small businesses and our families throughout New Mexico and, of course, the 2nd Congressional District.
As for Chase, she worked for former U.S. District 2 Congressman Steve Pierce for the same office that she's seeking now.
I'm running because my children's future depends on the success of the New Mexico economy, which is directly tied to the success of oil and gas. You know, to protect their interests, their future, which helps protect all children in New Mexico. Congress is not something that I need to do. It's something that out of my heart, I feel called to do.
Again, that forum tonight, 6 p.m. at Cree Meadows Country Club in Rio Doce. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.